Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my Friday wine review. And like I said earlier, I'm trying to get into a lot of these summer wines, a lot more crispy, a lot more white wines that goes really well with the heated weather. And this one is a little different. I don't normally get these out, but sometimes I like to have something really different. So I got this wine from Austria. Most of you will see this in Austria and South Germany. And it's called a Grüner Veltliner. Grüner Veltliner. So it's a really different kind of wine. It's a really not quite sweet like a Riesling from that similar region, but it's not as grassy and earthy as a Sauvignon Blanc would be. So this is something that's right there in the middle that I sometimes get if I can find a really good white wine from that region and go from that. So the thing with this one is a little different because a lot of people ask me for some alternatives. So this is one of those alternative wines that a lot of people just don't really run into. So remember, it's a Grüner Veltliner, Veltliner. So what is it about this wine? This is from Austria. It comes from the Krisma Sangrudis. I think I butchered that one. I had the way it was said, but so I just butchered it up. But it's a 2016. It's a $12 to $15 price point. And it has sage notes, lemon balm, and it has a kind of citrusy apple, green apple taste to it. So you're gonna get something a little different. But again, this is summer, you know, you got a lot of salads, you got a lot of lighter, creamier type meals because you don't want nothing really heavy and meaty. This goes really, really well with that. So let's take a look at the bottle. See, Veltliner 2016, and it's from Austria. But again, I had some really delicious ones from Germany. I think it's from the Pfalz region. So not the Saarbrücken, but I think it's from the Pfalz region. So you'll be able to get that because you know that region, they got those brown bottles and you could go from that. But look at the clear look of that. It's really not even straw. It's really lighter than that. And it's really good. It's a good clear and you're ready for that. So let's get a whiff of this. So nice and crisp. You can smell the very light lemony, I say pear. It doesn't say pear, but you can, when you smell those fresh pears, it kind of comes out with that pear kind of aroma jumping out. One more time. But nice clear. So as you take this in and you take it in, you're looking forward to take that taste. So let's taste it. So, yeah, that lemon, it's a little more because you get some of the acidity on the front side. It's a fruit as in the bitterness of those type of fruits, like the grapefruits and the lemons and the limes and those with the really, really heavy citrusy. And it has it from that. So that's what you really get from this. But this is really a really great balance. If you have this with some vinaigrette, anything that has that kind of high acidity, but the light side, not the acidity like when tomatoes or anything like that, but acidity on like vinegar and things and that. But this will go really, really well with that. It's a really good compliment, you know, when you do your food pairing. But nice when you're sitting out, it's nice and cool. Like had this chilled. The flavor is dissipated down when you're just drinking it on its own. So this is a nice compliment, a nice complimentary wine. So if you have it, try it in both ends. Sit down and try to try it as a casual wine, then try it with hors d'oeuvres or anything like that. Fresh and a good summer wine, though. Good. It's really good. But anyway, this was a Gruner Veltliner from the Kremser Sangrusi. It says Sangrubi, but it's not a B. You don't do the B. It says it as a Gruse. So try it out. Try some of the German ones will probably be a little more sweeter. The ones that I had from Germany was a lot more sweeter. So I wanted to try this Austrian one from Austria. So thank you very much. UrbanWineLike.com or Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube. So you can see the wine and check it out and go from that. But check all of these out. And if you enjoy it, just go from there. And thank you very much for stopping by. And we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. Later.